Also, top of the news this Monday evening, Iran said today it sees little point to staying in the non-proliferation treaty a day after announcing plans to build 10 more nuclear sites. Russia says it is seriously concerned by the proposal, while Washington has condemned the plans as a serious violation of UN Security Council resolutions demanding it suspend uranium enrichment.
The comments underline deteriorating relations between Iran and world powers over Iran's disputed nuclear program. We spoke to the vice president of Pax Christi UK, Bruce Kent.
I think it, domestically, it can be encouraging the support for the present regime, because nothing encourages support more than belligerent nationalist gestures. We saw it during the Falklands in Britain. We've always seen it whenever British pride and so on is affected, the votes for the party proposing it goes up. And I imagine that is the main issue for the Iranian administration. I think all nuclear powers go in for an act. If you remember, India said quite clearly it would never have a nuclear weapon until it had a nuclear weapon, and then everybody rejoiced. So I don't really believe the assertions of statesmen on or politicians on these matters. But my main point is that until the countries that maintain nuclear weapons themselves indicate that they're really concerned, as President Obama is, with the abolition of nuclear weapons, everybody will want them.